When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Pod Diva.
Hello, divas. This is Rachel Shelley, and you're listening to Pod Diva. If you're an LGBTQIA plus woman or non-binary person, this is your favorite fortnightly podcast. This week on Pod Diva, we're talking to writer, editor, and strategist Gabrielle Korn all about her new novel, Yours for the Taking. Gabrielle is the former editor-in-chief of Nylon, and she recently led LGBTQIA strategy at Netflix. In this episode of Pod Diva, Diva deputy editor Nick Rosara talks to Gabrielle about the inspirations behind her new novel, being an out and proud lesbian, and the current state of the climate crisis. When you finish listening, don't forget to explore the Pod Diva archive with over 100 unique episodes amplifying and celebrating the LGBTQIA plus community and its allies. But first, back to Gabrielle Korn, where Diva's first question is about that new novel of hers, Yours for the Taking.
Pod Diva. What has the response been like so far from LGBTQIA readers?
It's been great. I feel incredibly lucky and grateful that it's finding its audience and that queer people are excited about it.
How does it feel that you've gotten the Tegan and Zara seal of approval?
It feels awesome. Tegan is very supportive. And when she tweeted that, I was screaming a lot.
Oh, amazing, amazing. And I also saw that you were mentioned on the very famous Instagram account, God, I'm Such a Dyke. So yeah, it was amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, kind of checking off the lesbian seal of approval boxes.
Amazing. And then can you tell me about the moment you knew you wanted to write this novel?
I can try. I feel like it was more a series of moments. I have always loved science fiction. And I feel like as a writer, that's why I got into this in the first place and then, just kind of didn't do it. And I was at the specific moment of my life where I had been working in women's media for about 10 years. My first book was done and I had this feeling like I hadn't really done what I had set out to do. And at the same time, people were starting to talk about climate change in a real way. Trump was president and there was this kind of nihilism in the air. All these things kind of coalesced in my brain into this sudden spark of an idea.
And did you start writing it during the pandemic as well?
Right before. And then I was in Europe for Fashion Month 2020. And weirdly that I had started to outline it. I had a couple chapters done. But then when I went to Milan and Paris, that's when I had for the first time chunks of time traveling, which was the most free time I had ever felt. Free time in quotes. And so I started really getting into it then. And then the country started shutting down. And it was this really weird experience of I had just written the beginnings of a story about a society that has to live inside to be safe. And suddenly we were being told to quarantine.
And then the wonderful cast of your book is predominantly queer and trans. Did you always know you wanted to explore this world through these lenses?
Yeah, it was never going to be through any other lens. It's a story about queer people and you can't really separate the plot from the queerness of the characters.
And then there are beautiful queer love stories in yours, but before we get into them, would you be okay to tell me about your own love story with your lovely partner?
Oh, of course. So I met my wife almost 10 years ago. We were neighbors in Brooklyn and I was living above a coffee shop that my best friend owned. And Wallace was a regular at the coffee shop. And so we met there. We were both dating other people. So we were friendly acquaintances for a few years. We would like hang out in groups, and then when the stars finally aligned, she slid into my DMs and asked me out. And I had thought she was really cute, but had thought that it would never happen. So I didn't even realize that she was flirting with me when she was flirting with me. And then we went on a first date to a Feist concert, and then it was on from there, and we got married about 2 years ago.
What was important to you when exploring queer love amid the end of the world?
I think that when you think about, for lack of a better word, the apocalypse and like the struggle to survive in the worst circumstances, there has to be a reason to want to live. And I think for most of us, that reason in our real lives is love and connection between people. Like that's what we were put on this planet to do, I think. So I think you have to balance the darkness with love. Like it doesn't have to necessarily be light, but I think like humans need a reason. And so that's why it's not just queer love, but like queer friendship, sex, like all of that, just to like make the struggle to survive have a direction.
Some people would argue that like identity politics no longer matter as much because there's huge issues like, the climate crisis. Identity is such a huge part of your book. What are your thoughts on like the intersecting fight for both social and climate justice?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, it's so layered. I think first and foremost, climate change impacts marginalized people more. And so I think like to me, that's kind of like the loudest overlap is that people who live in poorer countries, people who don't have access to resources, clean water, like those are the people who are feeling the effects of climate change first. And then beyond that, I don't know. I think like this world has been run by straight white men. And I think like straight white men for so long have like been invisible in the identity matrix because like they see themselves as a neutral when like, I don't know, statistically, I just don't think we can afford to look away from the facts of what the world has become under their specific rule.
Did writing the book like make you feel more or less hopeful for the future, do you think?
Both. One thing that I read while I was doing my research that was really helpful is that climate scientists feel that people who are what they call climate change doomers, so people who believe in climate change and believe there's nothing we can do about it, are actually more dangerous than climate change deniers because climate change deniers, you can still change their mind. Like you can still get them involved and give them hope. With doomers, it's like because they've decided that this is happening no matter what, they are more likely to be like the least proactive. So I've tried really hard to not become a doomer, even though like a lot of the research did feel like it was staring into the void. I think the good news is that the smartest people in the world are working on climate change solutions. I think the struggle is that it does not come down to individual decisions. Like there's nothing that you or I could do that would change what's happening. It does just come down to like governments, corporations, and the use of fossil fuels. And without a change to how we use fossil fuels, that's when it
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That's scary.
Pod Diva.
What are you able to tease about the second book without spoiling the first book for readers or listeners?
Okay, good way of putting that. So it works as both a prequel and a sequel, in that it has two timelines. One starts 10 years before Yours for the Taking begins, and the other that picks up right where Yours for the Taking leaves off. And it introduces a few new characters, and we figure out a little more than halfway through the book how they're all connected. But we have a woman named Kelly who is writing letters to her daughter as she drives across the country trying to get back to her. And so Kelly has this whole other world that we get to learn about. And then the second timeline picks up on the highway where we've left some of our characters. And so the main focus is the people who were not accepted into the Inside Project. Yeah, I think because of that, it's like a little bit darker and sexier and more dangerous than kind of the pink, shiny world of Yours for the Taking.
Well, very into the dark and sexy theme. And then your story starts with a heartbreaking lesbian breakup amid the literal end of the world. And if you'd be comfortable describing, how would you describe your first lesbian breakup in 3 words?
Oh, God. I would say painful, mishandled disaster.
But this interview will be featured in our April May issue, which is when Lesbian Visibility Week takes place. And I know that you proudly use the lesbian label, and it was great to see Olympia do this in yours too. What are your thoughts on the label? Because I know that it's kind of like, as the years go by, there's like different attitudes.
Yeah, it's a great question. And I feel like people's attitudes around the word are constantly shifting. I've always really loved it just because I like how specific it is. And I feel like what's so wonderful about the word queer and even kind of the word gay is that it leaves a lot of room, you know, for different people to use the word. And that's amazing. I don't know. I mean, I really like having one word that means exactly what I want it to mean. That being said, I really hate the way TERFs have kind of appropriated what it means to be a lesbian. And I hate the conversation around like straight women saying what lesbians want and don't want. And if the word eventually takes on a meaning that, you know, I don't relate to, it's just a word and I would have no problem giving it up. Like, I also really like saying I'm a dyke, you know, like it's fine. It doesn't matter. I guess is what I'm saying.
Jasmine Savoy Brown was the narrator of the audiobook. Did you have any say in who got to narrate this story?
Yes, I did. Jasmine and I have known each other for a long time. We met on a nylon shoot when she was in The Leftovers. She and I, kind of going into that shoot, both didn't realize that the other one was a lesbian. And I always do this, but I put together basically a set of all queer women. You know, once we figured out what was happening, we just kind of never lost touch. And I had sent her an early copy of the book and she was really into it. And so she was the first and only person that I asked to do it.
Amazing. Yeah, it's so cool that you got to choose her. I think her voice like really suited it well as well. This will come up for our Lesbian Visibility Week issue. So I have some like quite sapphic quick fire questions for you, if that's okay. So I know you're a fan of the L word. Who's your biggest L word crush?
Bet.
We did a survey and I think at least 80% of the respondents said the same thing.
I just want her to yell at me.
You're not alone, you're not alone. And then who's your favorite fictional lesbian couple?
Oh my God, my favorite fictional lesbian couple. Did you watch The Haunting of Bly Manor?
Yes.
Them.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Great choice. I don't get to talk about them enough. And then how would you describe your lesbian awakening in three words?
Lesbian awakening in three words. Okay. Magical, overdue, and ancient.
Nice. I like the overdue. And then in terms of your writing routine, what is that like? And do you have any advice that you'd give to aspiring queer novelists?
I'm the worst. I have like no routine. I think mostly because, as we talked about, like I've always worked full time while I've been writing. So really it's just been a matter of like training myself to be able to write under any circumstances. So like any spare minute, you know, would just always have the Word doc up. One thing that has been really helpful for me is letting go of the idea that your first draft needs to be good. Like it doesn't need to be good. It just needs to be done. And I think I mean, for me, it's really hard to revise a book like page by page or line by line, because until you know what the full story of what you're writing is, like, how can you possibly make any changes? So, like, giving yourself permission to write something that's really sloppy and then going back and editing it afterwards, I think, so that you don't hold yourself back is really important.
Pod Diva. Thank you for listening to Pod Diva in association with Diva Magazine, the world's leading brand for LGBTQIA+ women and non-binary people. Every fortnight, we bring you new interviews from a vast range of fabulous people, celebrating and amplifying the voices of the LGBTQIA+ community. Browse our extensive back catalogue of episodes to find your favourites, from Jennifer Beals to Abby Jacobson. It's like one gorgeous, glossy magazine in your ear. Please share, rate, or review us. It really does help. You can find us on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can email me at editorial@diva-magazine.com. Pod Diva. Queers for your ears. Pod Diva.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.